Home Instead on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
A happy new year to Andrew and Sheena here at Home Instead. Hello.
Happy new year.
Happy new year.
Have we had it about 50 times already, do you think?
At least.
So far, yes. Yeah. So remind us then, Home Instead, you work across Harrogate, Ripon and Thirsk. What is it that you do for people in the community?
We provide regular visits to mainly elderly people living in their own homes to enable them to maintain their independence. So we provide practical support, help around the house, personal care if it's needed, medication reminders. We help people with shopping and cooking and companionship as well, which is a really important part of what we do.
And what you do is you provide care, and it's an area that is needed more and more and more. You have recently been part of a campaign that has launched nationally, which is called #YouCanCare.
Yeah, the campaign #YouCanCare is all about trying to address the shortage of care workers. The issue that we as a society face is we have an ageing population. The number of people over the age of 85 is actually set to double in the next 15 years.
That's a huge amount, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? The baby boomers, as they're called, are going to have a huge impact on the demographics of our society. And even now we can see the impact of an ageing population. In the news at the moment, it's constant stories about the shortage of resources and beds in the NHS, operations being cancelled. And part of that is because there is a shortage of community-based support for people, which means it's particularly slow getting people out of hospital.
So they're almost too poorly to be at home but too well to be in hospital, and there's not that middle stage.
Absolutely. And that's where organisations like ourselves come in. But in order for us to provide that service, we need sufficient people working for us.
Here at Home Instead in particular, what have the reasons been why people haven't wanted to come into care before? Possibly misconceptions that people have about it.
I think sometimes people think that it's a lowly paid job and that they are not going to be supported or to get the correct training and development to do the role. And I think so. There's been so many in the past, you know, past year or two, negative portrayals of care on television as well, that I don't think it's been an exciting role for people to do. So with this care campaign, #YouCanCare, we're really trying to explain to people that it can be a really rewarding job, full of career potential, and we provide all the training and development that you need. And obviously a good salary too. So we want to get the positives out there to people.
Is there a sort of a set amount of hours somebody has to do? Do you need to be a full-time worker doing, you know, this many days and this many hours? Or can it be a part-time job? What's sort of the limitations?
It can be any of those things. What we are quite convinced about is if we can meet the needs of our caregivers, they will help us meet the needs of our clients. So there isn't a one-size-fits-all.
We're going to meet somebody next then who is one of the caregivers for Home Instead, so we shall have a chat to her.
My name's Louise and I live in Harrogate.
How long have you been with Home Instead?
Since April this year, so almost a year.
And so you have been taking care of your kids for the past 18 years. Why did you decide, I'm going to go and try being a caregiver?
It was something I've been interested in for quite a while, from my experiences with older people before, and I just thought I'd give it a go. And when I found an advert for the job here, it sounded more like the sort of care work I'd like to do than I'd seen previously with other care companies. And it's very varied, so which is why I think I like it so much.
Is it quite nice to meet all those different people? And would you say that you've now made friends with loads of those people?
Ah, yes, you do definitely make friends with them. They're so sweet, and nearly all of them are just, you get on with them so well, and when you go into them regularly, they do become friends, and they see you more as a family member or a friend than the carer, and they prefer to think of you as a friend rather than an actual carer. They like hearing about your own life, and they like hearing about the kids and seeing photos and getting to know each other so that you can enjoy your time together.
What were your preconceptions of care before you had come into it? Was the idea of what you thought care would be like different to what it actually is like?
I was a bit unsure about the personal care, because obviously I know people need help with the personal care as they're getting older, and I was a bit, when I first started, I was quite nervous about it, but it's not as difficult or as bad as I would have expected it. So as far as I'm concerned, if you can help them and you're doing something positive, they're all generally very lovely and grateful, and they just appreciate the help, and it makes it a nice thing to do for them. So it's one of those jobs that it needs doing, and it's only going to be more necessary in the future as we have a lot more senior people in the community, and it's just worth trying. If you even feel like it might be an option, then it's worth giving a go, because you might discover that you actually love it to bits, which I do, and most of the other carers I talk to have been the same. They sort of tried it and found they've really taken to it, and you don't know unless you try.
So we'll come back to you then, Andrew and Sheena. If somebody wants to either have a chat to you or definitely wants to come and do care, how do they get in touch with you at home instead?
The easiest way is just to give us a call on 01423 774490. We're also in the modern age, we're on social media, so if anyone wants to drop us a message on Facebook, more than welcome. You can find us on there, just search for Harrogate Home Instead, and we should pop up there. Or send us an email to harrogate@homeinstead.co.uk.
And also look out for the You Can Care campaign as well, because that's going to be sort of circulated through our social media. And we'll also be putting extra stuff on our website for family carers as well. So it's not just about professional carers needing support. It's also about family carers looking for advice.
Home Instead on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.